Looking for a hauntingly unique podcast this spooky season? Listen to I Talk to Ghosts for chilling ghost stories, genuine in-studio medium readings, and a virtual seance table where the spirits have an opportunity to speak directly to you. Find I Talk to Ghosts on all the podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Happy haunting.
Hey, we are the girls from the Unfreaking Believable podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm author J.B. Kane, but you can call me Jen.
And I'm Jenny.
And twice a month, we will bring you guests, authors, actors, and everyday heroes who are going to share their moments with you that made a difference in their lives.
And it's all because of that one inciting incident. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. You can also follow us on Instagram or TikTok. And you can visit our website at www.ufbpodcast.com.
We believe that life is infinitely stranger than fiction, stranger than anything the mind can invent. You might even say, it's unfreaking believable.
I had it automatically. It's supposed to automatically.
Damn it, we gotta go back for all of that. Maybe it was because I was on first. I don't know.
Who's on second?
No, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Anyway, yeah, we could. Yeah, I don't know.
It's fine.
That's fine.
We got plenty. Hey, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the sideshow. This would be number 11.
I'm glad you said sideshow because I was going to go with the shit show because I already feel like that's where we're at today.
Yeah. Well, we've already been talking for 12 minutes.
And to be fair, most of our shows are shit shows. We just title them differently.
One thing I wanted to mention, I know I already told a story about my mom that listeners, you guys missed, and maybe I'll go back to it.
It was great.
It was about beef vegetable soup that she made that I have not eaten yet. And I'm not positive that I'm going to.
If the noodles absorbed all the liquid.
It's basically a pasta dish.
I want to note, did she use beef broth or did she just throw some like hamburger in it or what makes it beef at this point?
Both of those things.
Okay.
So here's the another thing about this soup. She has been wanting to make the soup for a couple of weeks and I went over to her house and she's like, well, I didn't tell you to get corn. I need corn. I'm like, who puts corn in beef vegetable soup? I do. Okay. So I had to get, and I go, are you sure you have the beef? And she goes, yeah, I have it. It's in the freezer. It was in the freezer. It's in the refrigerator. And I said, the beef that was in the refrigerator when I was over there last, which was a couple days before this discussion. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, it had been in the freezer. And so I'm like, you better make that soup pretty soon. So then she tells me, and she needs the corn. So I go, is there anything else you need for this soup? She decides she needs beef. And I said, you just told me that you have ground beef. Ground beef. And I said, who does ground beef in vegetable soup? Who puts ground beef in soup?
Sometimes if you're lazy and it's there.
Okay. I've never done it. I've never seen her do it. I mean, I did grow up eating her cooking. And so she's like, no, she wants meat that she can chop up into cubes. I'm like, perfect. So I get her that, whatever. Today I go to look at the soup and not only has the noodles, because noodles go in there too, absorbed all of the broth, but I see ground beef and I go, what? Oh, you use ground beef. You use the ground beef instead of the beef I gave you? She goes, no, I used them both. I'm like, oh, okay. I just didn't see the other one. No, I go into the fridge. The beef I bought her for the soup is still sitting in there.
Oh my God.
At least it's in the fridge.
Yeah.
I was going to say, now that is not something I've seen using both.
Both.
Barb is a character.
Oh, here's another thing. So I called her yesterday and I said, hey, what's up? And she goes, oh, the twins just lost. And I said, oh, no, she loves the twins. Big fan. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, who did they play? I don't know.
Doesn't matter. They lost.
Nope, they lost. So, yeah.
That's exciting.
That's
I love your mom's stories.
I know. I do too.
She's getting her hearing aid checked on Wednesday. So
big day.
Yeah. He's probably going to come down on her for not wearing them like she's supposed to be.
Probably.
You told her she had to wear them 8 hours a day. I told her today that if she didn't wear them, she was going to be in trouble.
You can always tell. We could always tell when my grandpa wasn't really wearing his because the sound on the TV would be at about 100.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when she got home from getting them, she said, I turned on the TV and it was so loud.
Yeah, your neighbors could hear every word.
Yeah.
Same or maybe they grandma. Couldn't. By the way, I just put on my new glasses that came in the mail.
Oh, nice.
Did I show you Jordan stepped on my other ones and broke them?
I saw mm-hmm. they were broken. I didn't know who did it.
Well, the thing is, I had put them on the ground because, you know, I put them everywhere.
On your face, they're in the case.
I don't like wearing them. I don't like wearing my glasses. I take them off as often as I can, but I don't like contacts.
Are you Barb? Maybe. That's what my mom does. She puts them around her neck and she says she wears them all day. I'm like, around your neck doesn't count.
Technically, you didn't specify how to wear them.
I'm not saying I wear them all day. I take them off as often as I can. So I had them on the ground and Jordan got up and came to sit on my lap and stepped on them. And I didn't think anything of it. And then I went to get them later and they were in two pieces. And I was like, that's probably when it happened. But like, can't get mad at him. It's my fault. Like, what am I going to do? Don't walk on the ground. Like, come on. So I ordered them from Zenni and they just got here today. So. Jesus.
What?
Cat.
Child. What are you doing? You got to go with daddy.
Nope. He saw himself in the reflection.
Yeah. When I got glasses, my expensive pair, the first thing they told me is they're not on your face, they're in the case.
Mm-hmm. It's a good call.
And I've been pretty good about that because I think the reason they told me this is I told them about how my dogs ate the last pair I had.
It's probably why they told you that.
Yeah.
I just felt this thing by my leg. And I looked down and there was not a cat there like I expected.
Uh-huh.
There was a person.
It was a little human.
Yes. I totally lost what I was talking about. So
you were talking about your glasses having been stepped on.
Oh,
and how you got new ones from Zenni.
Yes. So I got, but I think the prescription is old because the last time I went to get my prescription updated was when I was on maternity leave.
Oh, might be good to do that.
Yeah. So yeah. I think I might do that. But
although, you know, I did mine recently and it had been 2 years and they had not changed.
Yeah.
And usually mine do change quite a bit, but in the last 2 years, they have not changed.
That's good.
Yeah,
so yeah, I need to get into ophthalmologist at some point just to have the old peepers looked at.
Yeah, that's a good idea to do that. All right. So did we already say welcome while we were recording?
We did say hello and then we just kept going on about your mom's soup.
Right.
You said, hi, this is Sideshow 11. And then Amy said, oh, I'm glad you said Sideshow. I was going to say shit show. And then I was like, well, aren't they all kind of shit shows? Yeah. And we're
recapping the first few minutes for everybody.
We're not going to recap an episode of The Dead Files today. We're going to recap just said.
We're going to recap the start of our...
That's right. We actually do have quite a lot of things to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. We do.
So who would like to start?
I can. Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So I was out yesterday running errands, much to John's chagrin. And...
Why doesn't he want you running errands?
Because he doesn't like me driving in my car because it puts too much mileage on the car and wastes gas.
But how are you supposed to get
How are these errands going to get run?
I don't need to do them.
I need to have a word with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just say I'm going to live my life.
I won't have words, but I'll have some other things for him.
A couple of these.
He's
can take him on a drive to where some woods
kidding.
Are.
He's half kidding. So anyways... Okay. So I was going all around yesterday and I got Jordan. I was at Once Upon a Child and I got him some winter shirts. Like I got him essentially a all new wardrobe for like $130. Five pairs of jeans, tons of long sleeve shirts, a winter coat, snow pants, like a fall zippy up like light jacket. And so I'm leaving. That's what it's called, the zippy up.
The zippy up jacket.
Yep, yeah, I'm glad you knew what I was giggling about.
So I'm leaving Once Upon a Child. Didn't even
faze me.
It was like 5:15. I get in my car and I turn the key and nothing. The dashboard lights up, but it doesn't turn over. It's just clicking.
Alternator.
Well, we're thinking a starter, but
one or the other usually.
We waited for the tow to come. Jordan got a new toy. He got him a toy microwave, which for the life of me, I cannot find in this house anywhere. He got it 24 hours ago. I do not know where it is. I've looked in the basement. I've looked under my bed. I've looked in my bedroom. I've looked in his bedroom. I've looked in his closet. I don't know where this microwave is.
How big is it?
Like this big. Oh,
Sorry.
ooh. You know where it might be? On the other side of
In
my
the
bed.
microwave.
In the microwave. No, but it might be between my bed and the wall. I'm going to text John to look there.
Okay. We'll just wait here.
Okay.
Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
Just don't, nobody move. All right. So my car died and we had to get it towed. And so I wasn't able to go to, I worked from home today, which is fine. And then John texts me, can you get Jordan? Like jokingly. But in my mind, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, because he went into work late so he could drop Jordan off at daycare because I don't have a car. And so I'm like, yeah, for sure I can. So I log off my computer, you guys. I shut my computer down. I go upstairs. I put on a shirt, like not a work shirt, like a T-shirt. I'm like I put my hair in a ponytail because I haven't washed it in a couple of days. And I reach for my keys and I'm like, Megan, you dumb bitch, you don't have a car.
Yep, that happens though because it's all just so automatic.
Yeah. Yes. And I was on with one
now,
of my
if it was a stick shift, maybe a little bit different, but you know.
I'm like, "Well, I got to go. I got to go get the kid." And then I'm like, it took me to for reaching to my for my keys to be like, "You don't have a car." So, and he was joking.
Did he say, how long did it take you to figure out?
No, because he didn't see the message. When he got home, I told him that. And he goes, he started laughing at me. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that was. But I fully, was ready to go get him.
You were just ready to be done with work for the day.
Yeah.
That could be.
Autopilot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my car story.
Okay. I would like to tell everybody about, and I'll tell you why I want to go next. I was going to talk about this last week and I forgot, or we ran out of time, or I thought it wasn't that important. Just want to give everyone a heads up that the Dollar Tree, I don't know about the other dollar, all the other dollars, but the Dollar Trees anyway, have Halloween shit.
They do.
And they did 2 weeks ago is when I bought a bunch of stuff. And those who are watching the video can see, I got some purple lighting. I got this little sign in the back that says Crystal Gazer.
Oh, cool.
And then I get another one that's tarot card reader, and that's on the door.
Nice.
And then I got, and this is why I want to tell you about it now, because I'm wearing
this
purple tinsel that I got.
Nice.
And I have to take it off because it's itching me like crazy. But I got 4 strands of this tinsel. And again, everything is $1.25. So if you are into spooky shit, head over to your Dollar Tree, because at least mine had it. It's a brand new Dollar Tree.
Fancy.
And so I went in and I was like, there were rows and rows and rows. And I did do a socials post on it where I showed pictures of what I saw. So maybe some people have already heard this, but yeah, the spooky shit is out. So
that's cool.
And there's awesome.
They have some decent Halloween stuff at the Dollar Tree.
They do. I got a cute little cup that says something about spirits on it. I can't remember. Spirits go here or something like that. I don't know. It's cool.
It's true.
So yeah. So I'm excited to have all my stuff. I have a whole bag of it over in the corner.
That's really
so far. I've just decorated here, but
it's a process.
I won't be putting anything outside because I don't want any rugrats coming to the door begging for candy.
Yeah.
So
good call. Good call.
The candy is for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want the doorbell going off.
No,
because there are 4 reasons for that. And they're all sitting right around here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
To be fair, though, Fozzie wouldn't hear it. He would just react to the others reacting.
Right. Right.
Very true.
Poor Fozzie.
Fozzie would be fine. Yeah. So I guess there's really only three reasons. But yeah, he does. If the others are barking, he will sit there and go, oh, and he's looking all over, like he's not even looking in the right place. He'll be facing the wrong direction.
Oh my God. He just tries so hard.
He's just, at this point, he's Falcor.
Yeah.
What's Falcor?
Never ending story.
Oh.
The dragon dog.
Yeah.
He's just trying his best.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's a real trooper.
He is.
Good he's boy. Doing fine.
I don't know if you guys can hear, Wesley is on target tonight with yelling at his actual mother, trying to get her to play. Oh, God.
Zoom is really good at cutting that stuff out. You guys probably can't hear Gracie licking the floor either.
No. No.
I have no external sounds, so.
Nice. That's good. Another thing that I wanted to mention that has to do with Halloween as well is that I am gearing up for my month of spookies.
Ooh, yeah.
So every October, every day in October, I try every day to watch at least one spooky movie or TV episode or something every single day for the whole month of October. And so I am looking for recommendations.
I have a set of recommendations because I don't know if you've watched them or not.
Okay.
Did you watch the Fear Street movies on Netflix? They came out a couple years ago.
Is that the one where it's a different year every episode?
Yep. Yes. It's like 1994, then like 1970 something and 1666.
Yes.
I'm going to rewatch those.
I probably will too. I really liked those.
No.
Who's Fear Street?
Fear Street is R.L. Stein.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The Goosebumps guy.
Oh, I loved R.L. Stein.
Megan, I don't think you'd like these.
No, I don't.
No, not at all. And then, Amy, another show that came out and was only on for one season, Panic?
Mm, I don't think so.
At the Disco?
This is also not a show for Megan.
Megan, you can just...
No, none of what we're doing. Yeah, well, none of these shows are Megan's.
It's kind
shows.
Of a thriller show. I mean, it's set in like a high school type thing. I think it's like the town is Panic, Texas, and it's I think it's Texas, but it's a bunch of teens and they compete in as seniors. They compete in this set of games that are kind of life or death type thing. Like the first one, you get invited to this kind of game, and the first one is to jump off of like a really tall cliff at a rock quarry. And so it's like this. Oh, the series was really good. I don't know. I don't remember. It came out 4 years ago, but the series was really good. So, Amy, I think you would probably like it.
Okay. I put it on my list.
It might actually be something Greg would watch too.
Okay. Okay.
And the girl from the main character in Panic is one of the girls in throughout all of the Fear Street movies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The blonde one.
Okay. I don't remember who was who in that movie and the Fear Street because it was a couple years ago when I watched it or whenever it came out.
21, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I started watching A Discovery of Witches.
Mm-hmm. The books were so good.
Oh, you read the books?
Yeah.
I had a feeling that you would like this, but I was going to tell you to beware because there is a whole thing about this woman has these really weird nightmares about spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty...
You know, I'm really okay. I'm trying to get better because I'll have to send you a video I took. There was a huge, and I mean normal people huge, not Megan huge, normal people huge spider. And I almost walked into it.
Oh.
And because it had made a web between the house and my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a video of it. And as I was videoing it, it moved. And I went, and Jordan laughed hysterically. And then he just kept watching. And I didn't kill it. And I'm teaching Jordan that we don't kill bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I don't like bugs. I don't want to eat them. And I'm like,
you don't have to eat them.
Good. Like, we don't eat the bugs. Like, where do you get this idea? But I'm really getting a lot better about the spiders.
Okay. Well, then I would suggest watching Discovery of Witches because it's really good and it's got like that sort of fantasy vibe, like Sandman. I know you were just watching that. It's like that and like Witcher and, you know, it's that kind of, it really had that vibe. In fact, I watched four episodes before I said to Greg, I think you might like this one. And so Saturday night, we watched like four episodes.
Nice. I'm gonna have to check it out. I remember I was reading the books and I didn't like a part of them. And I can't remember what part I didn't like or why. But I was loving them until it got to a certain part. So I'll just have to watch the series.
Yeah. I think we watched the first season when it was out on AMC. And then I know it's out on Netflix now. I think that's why it's got a kick up again from a lot of people watching it. I feel like it got really slow for a while. And so I like it just kind of was like it, I lost interest going back to like season two, I think, just because it kind of was like, okay,
let's go.
Or either that or it was like a long break in between. And so sometimes when you get into those, you just kind of like
forget.
Yeah, there's other stuff on. Yeah. So I might go back to it now that it's on Netflix and it's all there. But
I started to watch an Anne Rice series that is on that was on AMC about witches. And I started to watch it. Of Wayward Witches or something.
Is it Mayfair?
Mayfair Witches.
That's also on Netflix now.
Yes, that's what I was. That's what I started watching it on Netflix, and then I was watching it with Jordan. He was doing something else, and then he looked up and he goes, "I don't like this show," and I'm like, "Yeah, probably not the best show to be watching with you." So,
There's a lot of witch stuff on Netflix right now. So I don't know. Maybe I'll watch the Mayfair one too.
I will say, don't like the last episode of that. Of Mayfair Witches. Okay. I don't know. They haven't come out with the second season yet, I don't think. If they're going to or not, I don't know.
I'll have to look, but yeah.
It was just kind of like, really? After all that? Really?
Like Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
AP, your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest one and to talk about is that, was it? About 10 days ago, my sister's house got hit by a tornado that rolled through the state. There was like four confirmed touchdowns. And actually near her house, they can see where it bounced.
Oh, wow.
So where it came down her street, it did not actually touch down. That's why there was so much damage to the trees itself, but not a lot to the house. Her house, other neighbors' houses, one neighbor just to the west of them, kind of southwest of them, tree went right through the middle of their house.
Oh my god.
Others had trees on their house, and like it was just, it was all crazy. She said she was outside, she had taken her dogs for a walk because Lyra has gotten this new thing that she didn't like going out in the yard to go to the bathroom, and Kelly's like, it's been 24 hours since she peed. So she took the dogs for a walk because she knew storms were coming in. She had just got the dogs inside, fed the goats, and was in the house for less than 5 minutes when the wind picked up. No sirens sounded. There was no warning for anybody. And she saw how dark it was getting and how fast the winds were coming through. And she ran with her dogs downstairs. Now she's got like a four split level kind of thing. So she was on her main floor, went down to like the main living room floor, then went all the way down to the main, the next floor, the basement level where they have a spot that's a little bit behind a spot and she could keep the dogs in. Oddly, her two cats were inside. Normally they're not inside at that point in the afternoon. So
where was her husband?
He was at work. It was only 4:30 in the afternoon. So, which was actually really great because he otherwise would have been in the pole barn working. And the pole barn is 2/3 complete total loss.
Oh, no.
Which it's less than 2 years old.
Yeah.
It had like six large trees land on it, maybe more than that. The house didn't get completely destroyed because the big, like, I mean, we were trying to piece together where these trees were coming from. And we're not talking small trees. We're talking 150-year-old oaks. We're talking 150-year-old maples. We're talking trees were ripped from the ground. The whole root ball came up in some. Some of them, they were broke at, you know, halfway up, or they were broke at the base. I mean, it was just insanity where they broke and how they fell. But this giant oak that would have taken out a whole side of their house got caught by a maple. And both of those, plus a couple other trees, fell into the house. But the maple broke, literally broke the fall of the oak. So, like, think of it as, think of the last, like, eighth of your house. And had that oak fallen all the way through, it would have taken that whole last eighth of the house completely out, the whole wall.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So their house didn't have a lot of damage to it.
Their roof is totaled. the insurance company is, yeah, it's insurance is going to play the long game kind of thing. I mean, we were sitting there Friday morning or Friday to have lunch, and all the, it's like ambulance chasers of all the contractors come up and they're knocking on the door and they're handing you their stuff. There is one guy that went around and he handed out contracts to people without pricing or anything on it, or like how, when he was going to get it done. And people were so panicked and they didn't know what to do. So they signed these contracts and he's gouging the shit out of them.
That's awful.
That's so bad.
And they're not happy. And they're not happy with him and his company because they see Kelly's yard. And we worked our asses off for 3 days over Labor Day weekend, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And now the majority of that was done by our friends who own a tree service company. They are they are bonded and insured for all of this stuff. And they've been doing it since, you know, they're my age or a little bit younger, but they've been doing it with the, like their dad used to run the business. So the one brother runs it. They've been doing it since high school, like literally scaling trees, taking out pieces at a time. Like they can drop a tree exactly where they want it to go. I mean, it is amazing to watch them work. And they had this skid steer that is like, think of like a, the claw game, but now you're on a little tractor and you're running the claw game on the front of the tractor to pick up everything. Mm. It was really fun to watch. And then he, the guy who owned the tree company, tree service company, he had just bought a wood chipper.
Ooh, so he gets a week, with a new toy.
A week before. A week before, he just $60,000
for a wood chip.
It's a big wood chip. Oh, I mean, this thing is taking in logs like this and just
wow.
Yep. And I mean, we put 15 hours on it, like right off the bat. And they did such an amazing job that so many people are upset with the contractors that they hired because their yards don't look like Kelly's. I mean, we were also out there working and not, I mean, others were out there working too. But yeah, everybody's just really sad. And it was kind of the constant, at least nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured.
All the animals are okay.
Yep. Everybody. And that was all up and down the street. There was not a single fatality or a single injury to any domesticated animal or person. Can't say the same. I don't know about all the wild, but we did rescue 4 baby squirrels. Aww. They were in a dead tree that came down. So we didn't know when mom... Yeah. It was crazy. Maybe one of the guys that was working Saturday morning saw this little squirrel peeping its head out. You know, its eyes are open. And he gave it a couple drops of water off of his hand. And then we... Then a second one came out. So then he dug into the tree more and 2 more came out. So we had 4 of them. Oh. We got them down to the wildlife rehab center. So
good.
Last we know, they were thin and hungry, but they were alive. They were all moving quite a bit.
Yeah. Good.
And Kel's neighbor, a couple doors down, is a contractor for like housing. He goes, I don't care if you guys are going to use us or not, if you need it. He put signs in everybody's yard to try and keep all the other contractors out. He's like, I don't care what you guys do. I'm just trying to protect your sanity a little bit here.
Yeah.
He's the one who tarped their roof, which was only a few small spots, but he was sitting outside when it hit. Wow. Like literally.
The guy that his feet came up?
Yes.
Oh, well, anyways, I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yep. And that's exactly, everybody's like, glad everybody's okay. Yeah. But man, now I can see my neighbor's house. And the reason we bought this was because of the old mature trees. So everybody's trying to figure out how they can not see each other's houses again. Yeah. <That's> not because so they don't like each other, but just because, you know, we wanted privacy. That's why we bought this out here.
Right.
So.
That's too bad. A little bit of unwanted excitement.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jordan came home from daycare today and one of the kids had bit him.
Oh.
In the stomach. And he had a bite mark and he showed me. And Jordan, because I go, did you have a good day? And he goes, like, what's wrong? Joe was naughty. And I was like, what? Joe's the daycare lady. And I'm like, what did Joe do? And then that's when John said, well, the little boy bit him and they punished him. And like, you could see there's like a little, I mean, it's not a scar like this, because this is when he bit me and it's scarred. But so yeah, he has a little bite from a friend at daycare. And I'm like, oh man, toddlers are just feral beasts.
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot better though. There was a month or two earlier this year where John and I were like, how are we going to do this? And he doesn't do that anymore.
Which you know, if you just give them rawhides when they're teething, shouldn't it make it better?
You would think, but oh, and then he doesn't like eggs, and he was making, I know.
Has he always not liked eggs, or is this new?
I wouldn't say it's new, but like as a baby, he ate eggs. He ate everything as a baby.
Could you try them in a different form?
We've tried.
Okay.
We've tried. So this is how bad it is. He was making brownies with grandma, and they put eggs in them, and he wouldn't eat the brownies because there were eggs in the brownies. And he didn't want to eat the eggs.
Okay.
So, picky eater. He got that from me. I was a very picky eater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't picky. I just didn't want to eat. I just didn't like anything. I didn't care for food, which is, boy, I did a 180.
I didn't have that problem.
Yeah.
The only thing I was picky about really was, I was really picky about onions and things because I did not like onions. I'm still not a fan of raw onions. I like cooking with onions. I love onion rings. I love all of those things. I'm not a big fan of red onion. But
you and Scott Coleman.
After having, maybe. After having sausage and onion pizza and then getting food poisoning, when you already don't like a topping and then you get food poisoning with it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's still like, why can't we have onions on pizza? I'm like, if they're big enough and I can pull them off, that's fine. But a lot of times they're just those little tiny chopped up ones.
Yeah.
I can eat it. It's just not my favorite.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got you.
I don't think onions add that much to pizza. I'm fine not having them. I don't usually choose to have them, but I love onions. But yeah.
All right. What else do we got to chat?
I do want to mention that Leah is officially going to be joining us for our live show.
That's awesome.
Which is October 26th. And so she is going to chat with us for a little bit, and then she's going to go off to another part of the bar. This is at the CC Club in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. She's going to go off to another part of the bar. I'm picturing where I think they're going to put her, but I'm not positive. And then she will do readings. Cool. So
love that.
People can go in and do psychic channeling kind of reading.
I'm assuming for a cost.
Yes. The prices are all in the event. It's a Facebook event. And then I'm going to finish putting more of the information on our website. Right now it's all in Facebook.
Perfect.
I do have a page on our website for it.
I just didn't want anybody to assume that they were going to get a free reading.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be free. And you don't have to sign up ahead of time. You can sign up when you get there, but who knows how many people are going to want to do it. You know, so I'd say you'd want to sign up as soon as you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be that. We're excited to have Leah. I know that last time when we talked about her, we did not say who it was going to be because we weren't 100% sure. So it is Leah Marie,
woo-hoo!
Who we interviewed
a couple of times.
Our original interview with her was released August 10th of 2023. And that was episode 77.
A year ago. Wow.
I know. And then she came back in April of this year, and that was episode 108. And that was when she talked about her trip to Thailand and
that was so
Bali
fun.
And Vietnam.
And London. Yes. Yep.
And London. That's, I keep forgetting London because it's so different from all the others. But yeah, so Leah is a go.
Mm-hmm.
So
fantastic.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to talk about, and then we can stop.
Okay.
Is Chaos, the show on Netflix.
Oh, I'm watching that too.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I just started.
So I binged it. I watched all 7 episodes, and then I wanted John to watch it with me. So we're watching it. It's about the Greek gods, and Jeff Goldblum plays Zeus. So it's delightful.
He's so perfect.
He is so perfect.
He's so perfect.
Oh my God. And like, it's a show though that you have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
It's not one that you can like scroll on your phone and whatever. And so we're watching it, and all of a sudden John goes to me and he goes, what's that disease where it turns people's skin different colors like Michael Jackson
had it? Jaundice?
No, it's where they the pigmentation changes. And I was like, alopecia? And I'm like, no, that's when you lose your hair. And he goes, anyways, my cousin had a friend who had that disease, and we used to call him polka dot because his skin was different colors. And I'm like, what does this have literally to do with anything we're talking about?
I'm so rude.
I know. And I'm like, you have to pay attention at this part, John, because this part is literally the part that explains the entire basis for the show. Anyways, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but... And he's like, I am paying attention. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're scrolling on your phone. I'm like, you have to watch it.
Yeah. That drives me nuts when Greg does that too, because like we're watching Ted Lasso, which I've seen all of. He has not seen. So we just started season two.
Mm-hmm.
And he picks up his phone and I'm like, dude, I've seen all this already. We're watching this so you can watch it.
And then the best is when later he's like, well, why is this happening?
Yeah. Don't fucking ask me a single question if you're going to be playing on your phone while you're watching.
If you would, and like, it just, there are shows that you can do that. You don't need, but this is not one of them.
Right.
And like, I learned the story about Orpheus and Eurydice, who are two of the characters in it. And there was the part of it that I didn't know was that he, actually, I didn't know all the story, I'm going to be honest.
I don't either.
But so he went to get her from the underworld. And the condition was he could get her out of the underworld if he didn't look back to make sure she was following him. And so he got all the way to the top, like to the end of the underworld, and he looked back because he just kept doubting and doubting. Mm-hmm. So there's a scene in the movie where Orpheus is in the underworld, and this is no spoilers to anybody. Like, I'm not going to, you know, and he's with somebody else and he's walking. And at one point he looks back to see if the guy is following him. And I don't know if that's like an Easter egg towards the original story or if I'm just reading too much into it. But I just, after learning it and then rewatching the show, I'm like, that is really cool if it's a little Easter egg.
Yeah, but, just something that you'd only get if you
knew. Yeah, if you knew the stories. So I would say I would highly recommend it. It is so entertaining. The characters are great. I love Dionysus. Oh my God, I just love the whole thing. It's so good.
It reminded me a lot of, and Greg too. And he said it and I was like, I was going to say that, but I thought you'd think I was stupid. It reminded me a lot of the Netflix version of The Fall of the House of Usher. Because it's the father and all of his children.
Yes.
And they're trying to take down the whole family, which is what this, the overarching thing on this, this story is that they're trying to take Zeus
the fear
down.
That Zeus has. Yes.
So
whether it's real or not, we don't know, but that's what the fear is.
And all the different characters in this are like the characters in the Usher story.
Oh, interesting.
The Usher one is a lot more dark and scary.
Gruesome.
And gruesome. Yes.
It's very gruesome. I haven't finished it yet, but.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was, and there's the woman, I think her name is Cassandra, who Zeus gave her the gift of prophecy, but nobody believes her. So she makes an appearance in this and it was so good. And John is like trying to talk to me about all the Greek gods. And I'm like, I know a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not stupid. I know. A podcast I listen to every night for the last like 4 years is called Myths and Legends.
Yeah.
It goes over a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
But you're asleep. Like, just kidding.
I'm not an expert, but like, I know.
But like, I know.
But like, I know more than the basics that people have.
Right.
Anyways.
And the woman that plays Cassandra is the first of the, when they rebooted Doctor Who, she is she's the companion. That's Rose.
Really?
Yeah. I love Rose.
Okay.
Rose is almost everybody's favorite companion. But yeah, that's her. And she looks rough.
She does not look like herself. But anyway, so that's my last recommendation is if you're going to watch anything on Netflix, watch Chaos because Jeff Goldblum is really Zeus. Good. Enough.
He's
said.
Perfect. He's perfect.
Debbie Mazur is Medusa.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good too.
So like good. The guy from Harry Potter, Professor Lupin is in there. He's Hades.
Oh.
You've ever watched Harry Potter?
I have, but I haven't seen him.
Anyways, I'm done now.
I want to do a quick two books that I want to talk about.
Please
okay,
do.
One of them.
Ooh, we have a show and tell portion.
I have
today.
Show and tell a little bit. It is called The Nearly Departed.
Okay.
Minnesota Ghost Stories and Legends.
Ooh.
Flip Phone Jody gave this to me. We had brunch Flip this last Jody. Weekend, and she gave this to me. And I open it up, and the very first one.
Pecan.
Nope. It's called Peekaboo, but it is about the ghosts of the Fitzgerald Theater.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. That's so fun.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm gonna reach out to the author and see if he'll let us read one of the stories, if it's short enough or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the live show, because I know we need stories. Cool. So that's another thing. We need lives. We need stories for our live show, people. Please.
Is the Fitzgerald Theater the one where we went to that show and he talked about? Show. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
And I want to say one of the ghosts' name was Victoria, but I didn't get far enough in the book to find out.
I don't remember if that was her actual name or if that was the name they just gave her because
they didn't know who she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
In relation to the building itself.
Okay, yeah. So what's the other book recommendation?
The other book I'm reading is called The Veritas Codex, and it is a paranormal thriller series. This is the book one of the series. And the reason I picked it up is the author's name is Betsy Kulikowski, and she and I have been following each other on Instagram
for
a while. In the running for people were supposed to vote for her for an author contest. And I went and voted for her. And then I was like, you know what? I probably should read her book. So I found it on Kindle. It's only 99 cents for this first book, The Veritas Codex. And it's fun. I started reading it night before last, but I only read like half a chapter one the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up reading for like 2 hours last night because I was like, well, there's only one more episode. Books. AP, I think you and I were talking about this. What, short episode or short
chapters.
Short chapters. You're like, oh, just one more.
Yes,
I'm reading it on my Kindle. Yeah. So I can look down and it says 5 minutes in this chapter. And I'm like, I can do another 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon I'm on chapter 29.
That's William Kent Kruger for me when I first read the first like 10 books that he had. I read them in 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was just like, oh, the next chapter is only 4.5 pages long.
Yeah.
Well, the next chapter is only 5 pages long.
And then
long.
When you're like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. Then the chapter ends.
And now it's midnight and I need
like
to get up at 5.
And you're like, I can't stop now. I have to know what happens.
Or you get the authors that are really good at it. They have two main characters. And so you've been going and you're getting really good. And then it leaves you on a cliffhanger. And then the next chapter goes back to the other character. And you're like,
Now I got to read 2 more chapters.
Yeah.
I remember in high school, my dad would constantly have to come in my room and yell at me because I would be up reading until 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh my God.
That was me as a child. Mm-hmm. I used to, do you guys remember the old alarm clocks that had the little nightlight, the little like white nightlight on the side? There were black alarm clocks with green letters on them.
No.
And they looked just oblong like our phones.
Mm-mm. Picture that,
but it used to have a night light on the top, and I would read
here.
I used to read with the night
light. Oh, tricky!
And then I would get told, turn your light off, and so I'd turn it off, and then I'd wait a little bit, and then I'd turn
it
back on.
Turn it back on.
Mm-hmm. I did the old, like they do in old cartoons, sit under my covers with a flashlight.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
I couldn't do that because I would get too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those that were the days. But yeah, this is a good book.
Those sound like really good recommendations. Yeah.
There
I'm going to have to pick those up.
I will put this in when I do a socials post for this book, I will put the synopsis in there because it's kind of too long for me to read right now because I know we got other shit we want to talk about. Oh, I do want to mention Betsy Kulikowski. Not only have we followed each other on Instagram, but a few months ago, we ran a promo trailer swap we did with her. She has a podcast called the Unfreaking Believable Podcast, and it's her and two other authors that tell stories like spooky stories and strange stories. They're all authors of cool like spooky stuff, so
that's cool.
Yeah, so
nice.
That's cool. And it looks like AP, you have one more thing.
We talked about DISC a little bit ago in our chat that we had, and it's a DISC is a work. Well, you could do it for a lot of things, but it's like the personality type thing to see your style of how you work, how you like to work, and how you
can work.
Okay. So we'll save this for another time, but I highly recommend people look into it. I know, Amy, you took the free test.
Mm-hmm.
I did mine through work, and it just tells you a little bit about you know, it gives you a little bit of background about who you are and that sort of stuff. And if you have the one where you pay for a little bit more, you can kind of learn, start to understand how other people work. So like for me, I'm a very different personality type than a lot of people that I work with. So mm-hmm. I really had to learn how to adjust a little bit for me, but also tell them things like, one of the things that, you know, I put in our chat was that if you change things on me, give me time to react. Don't expect a good reaction from me, like the moment you send
right
it.
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or tell me or whatever, because usually I'm throwing myself so much into planning something or designing something or creating something and I can't see the change. Mm-hmm. Like I can't see it. But if you give me like an hour, I'll be like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if people want a reaction from me right away, it's panic mm-hmm. and it's defense. Mm-hmm. So that's something I've learned about myself over the last several years. And I see it, you know, it's something I'm always going to be working on, because as a part of my personality type too, is you take offense to everything mm-hmm. that it's a personal attack. Mm-hmm. I know it's not, mm-hmm. but it feels personal all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I think, are we good then? We should, mm-hmm. we can,
yep.
we've gotten all this out of our systems.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to jump in. We are going to be doing a recap. This is the recap of
Controlled,
which is season 7, episode 3. It's AP's choice. Mm-hmm. So come back and listen to that. It's going to be out October 24th. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Hi, friends. I realized that we did not do a next time on for you guys. So just wanted to let you know, the next episode, we are going to be interviewing Erica Anderson. Erica Anderson is a dedicated spiritual medium and channeler. As an experienced teacher of intuition and mediumship, she facilitates workshops and mentors students on their spiritual journeys. She is also a loving wife and mother who enjoys reading, is passionate about music, and immersing herself in nature. We had a fantastic time talking to her, and we think you will love her as much as we did. The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.